Innes fail, if you fail once you try again. That's what 18-year-old Innesvelian Carson Kowalski did on his BMX bike. And today he's Canada's junior BMX champion. Kowalski bested 27 other junior-level competitors at the 2023 Canadian BMX Championship Tourney on July 1 and 2 in Drummondville, Quebec. "I was really happy when I got it done," said Kowalski last week after he returned home from Drummondville. Kowalski noted he's been at the junior elite level for the past 2 years, which gave him 2 attempts to claim a national title. Last year he finished second, and claiming the national title this year was a huge priority. "I was happy with second, but I knew I wanted first, obviously," said Kowalski. "I came into this year trying to make sure I was fully confident in myself. That confidence was needed and seized when he had to fight hard to get to the final race." Kowalski noted a big challenge came in the lap before the main to make it to the final. "I had a really, really, really close call," he said. "I was in first place. I went over the second pro jump, the second gap jump, and my foot fully came off the pedal. My bike went sideways. I foot planted and saved it, and then just slipped in enough to qualify for the main." The final race, which had 8 riders including Kowalski, was on a challenging technical course but one the Innesvelian liked. "It looked really long, but it was all downhill," he said, noting the typical lap time is about 30 to 32 seconds, and that he had to do a total of 5 races, including the main, on championship day. "The track was just really well built. The first straight was really long, second straight was super downhill, third straight downhill, and the last straight was small jumps, but also downhill. It was definitely competitive. You had to have a really strong first straight to try and get ahead." He said the last race for the championship was a nail-biter against a skilled Ontario rider. "He actually caught up pretty well. At the very last end of the track, I had a little bit of bobbles. I think I was only probably a bike length away from him, probably 2 meters, said Kowalski. As far as competing in future national championships, he is now finished being a junior. Kowalski will now compete in the under-23 level for riders between the ages of 19 and 23. Beyond that is the elite level. However, he's now preparing for this summer's 2023 World Championships at Glasgow in the United Kingdom, an event he went to last year. "That was a big learning curve. I trained really hard for that one, but I felt I just got scared. I didn't do good in the World Championships," he admitted of his performance last year. "My goal this year is to get top 16 in the world. I want to feel strong enough that I'm top 16 in junior category to go into the U23 next year with a bit of confidence." And after that, Kowalski's big goal is to compete for Canada at the 2028 Olympics. But for now, he already in training for Glasgow's World Championship. Last week Kowalski attended a world prep camp in Red Deer where the national coach came to help with training. He will then likely continue training for the Worlds in Calgary and Abbotsford, BC. In the meantime, when Kowalski is not racing, he's working at the Central Alberta Co-op in Innisfail to pay for his expenses, as he's not yet a carded athlete eligible for government funding. "This year, if I want to get carded, I have to get a top 3 at the Worlds in Junior Elite, or I have to get a top 16 in the U23 category at a World Cup," said Kowalski, adding his parents have helped him financially. For the World Championship this month, a family friend stepped up to help him get to Glasgow. "He offered because he saw me win last weekend and he said, 'Yes, I will help you for the flight,'" said the grateful Innisfail teen who just earned his high school graduation diploma. "He offered to help pay for the flight because he said, 'You're a junior champ representing Canada and you have to be sent.'"